Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Conquering Canaan. And the purpose of this message is to look at what God did in and through His people, led by Joshua, as after a 40-year wandering in the wilderness, they were finally able, and I'm speaking primarily of Joshua and Caleb, the rest of them were of the younger generation, but those two dear men had to wander around because of the disobedience of that older generation. And when all of them had died as God had said they would, as punishment for believing the bad report of the 10 spies, that finally they were able to move into their inheritance. And God honored their faithfulness. He honored their faith. He, as one point I'm thinking now of what Caleb said, he told Joshua, "Give me my mountain. I'm 80 years old and I'm as strong as I was 40 years ago." And of course, where he wanted Hebron, where the giants were, that didn't faze him at all. Just as he wasn't phased 40 years before. And so God is raising up mighty warriors in this generation and for us to be able to walk in the joy, in the fullness of the promises, in the fulfillment, in the satisfaction, in the spiritual prosperity, in the material prosperity. God's not promised He's going to make us all rich, but we will have more than enough for the meeting of our needs and to be able to give and to help others. He does not want us to be in lack. So often we think it's, you know, having the largest house or the most expensive car. It's not about that, beloved. It's about seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then all those other things will be added to us. And God is looking for a people who aren't obsessed with the things, but who are obsessed with one thing, and that is seeing Jesus glorified, in seeing God establish His kingdom in the hearts of men. Oh, a glorious time is soon coming when the skies will break and Jesus will come back to this earth with all 10,000s of His saints. But until that time, the kingdom of God is within us, and wherever we go, we can establish that kingdom around us. We can be the fragrance of Christ no matter where we go, no matter what situation we are in. Does that mean we're milquetoast? Not at all. We stand on the Word of God. We speak strongly and firmly when we need to speak that way, but always in love, just as Jesus, He spoke some harsh words at times. Nonetheless, He was the very epitome of love. And because we are to follow His example, we will be willing to do those things that He commands us. Praise God. And so these last 3 days, we've just been looking at the first trait or characteristic, if you will, of the Joshua generation. I'm speaking in a general way, making an analogy that for us today, the body of Christ living at this time, in these very difficult, terrible hours, talk about perilous times, as every day it seems the world waxes worse and worse. Evil men continue to abound. Acts of violence and terror and unspeakable things are being performed. And beloved, it's a grievous thing, but we can thank God that nothing has come as a surprise to the Lord, that He is equipping us, and we are to stand on the security of that rock, Christ Jesus. Our house is built upon His sayings. We not only hear His sayings, but we do that. And when the storms come and the winds blow, our house shall not be shaken. Praise God. And so in the last 3 days, we've looked at the importance of a conquering spirit, a bold spirit that is willing to take the offensive over the works of darkness and declare liberty and command freedom to the captives. And so the second aspect or attribute that I'd like to share with you, which is extremely important, is a burning desire for the presence of God. Joshua, of course, was the leader of Israel at this time when they went into the land of Canaan. And we see in Exodus, the 24th chapter, that in verse 13, let me turn to that very quickly. In the 24th chapter, we see that Joshua, who was called the minister of God, went up in the mount with Moses. Let me turn to that. In that 24th chapter, verse 13, it says, "And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God." And so Joshua waited there in solitude for Moses to return when he went up for that time to meet with the Lord. He was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. And so God was preparing this man as a leader, and he's working in all of our lives to prepare us for his plans, his destiny, his divine calling upon your life. We see that as Moses went up into the mount to talk with God, Joshua was there waiting for him. And so if we need to have a burning presence, a burning desire for God's presence, will we be as attentive? Will we be as determined as Joshua, who wanted to learn from Moses? Here was a physical man he could relate to. Are we as willing to adhere to the gentle leadings of the Holy Spirit, to those godly examples that God has placed in our lives, the pastors, the teachers, the preachers, the fellowship of godly saints, those who are mature in the Lord? Are we willing to learn from them? And God has given us, he's given us a high calling, beloved, that we are to conform to the image of Jesus. How can we do that? Did you ever think about that? Of course, it's God working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. But when we begin to have a real passion for his presence, think about Joshua. He was there all that time waiting. We have to emulate that same willingness to not be moved, to stay where God has placed us, and have a burning passion for his presence, to be in communion with the Lord, that he is that living bread. He offers us wells of living water, and we are to have the mind of Christ. And beloved, that's the only thing that's going to give the body of Christ, bring us into that unity that the scripture speaks of. It's not by our agendas or our programs or getting all the denominations to come together. Oh, we're just one in the spirit. Kumbaya. No, beloved, it's not. The only way we can have true unity is to have the mind of Christ. And if we will do that, if we will desire to walk in that anointing, regardless of what kind of situations we find ourselves in, we will be able to speak the word of the Lord for victory in our lives, or we can see God's anointing and power of God upon us, and people will come to us. They'll come for answers, and we'll be able to give them godly counsel. And in the natural, sometimes the things that we face, the questions we have, they have no solution or no answers, humanly speaking. But God can give you that spirit of wisdom and revelation, and you, in that moment, will be able to have the mind of Christ to give that person help, or to bring healing to the situation, or to pray quietly and see God reverse the situation, the work of the enemy, and bring peace and counsel and understanding. And of course, this will only come when we have embraced God's presence and know how to get a hold of God. And so just as Joshua was faithful in all those years that Moses led the people of God, that was a long discipleship, if you will. But we may not have a physical person, praise God if you do, a mentor, someone that you can turn to, someone you can be accountable to. But we have the Holy Spirit. We do have each other. It's so important for us to be in the fellowship of the saints, to find a place where God would have us fellowship. He doesn't want us as Mustangs off on the plains running by ourselves. He wants us in unity. Why? We need to hear the word of God preached in anointing and authority, in power, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so just as Joshua, we need to be able to just cling and hang on and learn all that we can, because just as Joshua was in a position of preparation, he was in a time of learning. Beloved, there's a time, and some of you may be up in years. You might say, well, Sister Glass, you know, I'm in my 70s, I'm in my 80s. God could have been using all this time of preparation for the culminating destiny of your life, just as Caleb. I mean, he was 80 years old. Moses didn't begin his ministry until he was 80 years old. Well, you can say, Sister Glass, I'm not living to be 120. Well, we never know. The advances that science is making now, they're talking about immortality. They're literally trying to transform the human genome so sickness and disease will not be a part of our experience. Well, beloved, that's not going to happen. Oh, it's only in the Lord that we will have eternal life. But that doesn't stop mankind from trying to ascend to the level of gods. That same old lie, ye shall be as gods, is what is stimulating science and much of what is going on today in terms of the globalists and the elitists. However, we are of a different company who seek after God. We shall have that passion for Him. And as we make Him our beloved, as we make ourselves the bride of Christ ready, our bridegroom is soon to come and to take us to be forever with Him. What a glorious future and promise we have. Praise God. And so a conquering spirit and a burning desire for God's presence. Just as Moses said, Lord, I'm not going to leave unless you go with me. I don't want an angel. I want your presence. And so God will honor that same passion. I pray that your heart is aflame with love for Jesus. Well, it's been a joy to minister, and with the Lord's help, we'll move on to the third point of the attributes or characteristics that we should possess to be able to walk in victory. I invite you to join me at the same time. And also, if you have prayer needs or if you just need encouragement in the Lord, know that God has established this ministry for this very purpose, to minister the saints of God. I invite you to write, share those needs. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.